I switched on the TV today and I was flicking around just to see if anything had changed, and it looks pretty much the same, unless if you go to BBC News where there's a 48-hour strike on, you may notice that things look a little bit different. And then you might flick over to Sky News as I did and notice that things are pretty much the same. Or are they? Are things changing at Sky? I detect they are. I tuned in and there was a screen that was split with two videos of one person at an outside broadcast location, another guy in a studio somewhere. I think the studio somewhere was the newspaper of the Sun. And there's a pair of guys on, excuse me, having a chat, quite right wing. John Gaunt, anyone know him? He's formerly of a talk radio station, and he's with the Sun. I think he was the main person and anchor behind Sun Talk Radio from the Sun, which they shut down after he lost his court case for calling some councillor a Nazi on the airwaves of the UK. Anyway, this guy is having a go at Jon Snow of Channel 4 for his decision not to be bullied into wearing a poppy for Remembrance Sunday, which is approaching fast. And I thought, my God, the Murdochs don't have to buy out the B Sky B people out of Sky to make it what they want to make of it. It's happening already in front of us. And what is happening? It's called the Foxification of your news channel. Have a listen to the CEO of Sky deny that this is happening. When was this? Oh, it was back a couple of months ago. Have we got a date on it? July. Okay, it's more than a couple of months ago.
Well, I can certainly give, a guarantee, if I'm CEO, that
No
Sky,
foxification.
absolutely not. Sky News has been successful for 21 years because it has been independent.
Check that out. Newsvendor.com is where that's queued. You've got to strip back to July, but there isn't that many posts on the blog, so newsvendor.com. And there's an article about the foxification of news and Sky News in particular. And it just, I saw it and it's just like, take the bloody opinion out of news, please, and put the facts back in. Too much, people sitting around giving their angle, their, give us the news, give us facts. Send your cameras to places that interesting things are happening and not put pundits out to drive home an agenda, which is pretty much the Fox trick that you're seeing. So, yeah. So back to the reason why I turned on the mic, and it wasn't about the foxification of Sky News. It was about the poppy. And I was in Belfast last week, which was around the 27th, 28th of October, and the poppy was already in use and being displayed, and don't see many of them down in Dublin, I have to say. And I saw them there, and I was intrigued and interested in its symbolism, its symbolic nature. And obviously it may be more controversial or divisionary up north, but here I'm quite interested in it. I'm not saying I have one or I'm wearing one, but I also say that I'm not sure if I wouldn't wear one. My grandfather was in the British Army and he fought in the First World War in the Somme, and he actually he fought in India as well for the British Army, and he survived it and came home, or I wouldn't be here. Maybe I'd be here, but if you know what I mean. My grandfather had died in the First World War. Maybe I wouldn't be here. So I think many Irish men went and fought in that war, and it wasn't easily dealt with, so it was kind of swept under the carpet for many years and, not talked about and hidden away from view. But they were fighting the enemy, and it was common enough thing to do, and it was also employment. it's not something that the ideology I believe in would have supported at the time, the war effort, that is. But some wars are just and some are just wars, because there's common acceptance to go fight the fascists in Spain in the 30s, but not other wars that are more colonial, or must examine this more closely myself before I come on and speak about it. But war at any time, I suppose, it's not good that it's happening, but some people will play the political justification game and the acceptance of whether it's just or unjust, or for good reasons or for not so good reasons. So that's my thoughts on the Poppy and Jon Snow, who has taken a stand, and I haven't read his tweets about this or his blog, but he's saying that, you know, don't put words in his mouth, but you can read up about it. He's obviously taking a stand that he feels is important, and fair play to him, because people should have rights to do things and not feel that they are obliged or that they have to go on television and, you know, wear symbols as part of their uniform. So, Jon Snow, let's see you up there in a t-shirt if the shirt and tie is a bit stuffy some hot day in the studio. Yeah, down with uniforms. down with symbols and emblems, and down with the flags. Where's this record button? 702. That's my random thoughts on the subject. Thank you for listening. Bye.